Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast. I am your host, Diego Neverlose Cruz, and each week I offer you a new perspective or a message to help you realize your inner goat. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to this week's edition of the Sprouting Minds podcast. This week I want to opt for a quick solo episode, and I want to offer some words that help me in times of need. And what really helps reframe my mind was a saying I posted on my Instagram for the Sprouting Minds podcast, and I asked the question, is it the resources or the resourcefulness? And what I mean by that is, like, is it really, am I not doing that thing because I really don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't know the people? Or is it because I'm not choosing to look past that and come up with solutions, the resourcefulness part? And when I ask that question to myself, it really helps me reframe my mind from victim mode, from blaming my resources, my lack of resources, to now looking for solutions. And so that's really all I wanted to share with you guys. It really is a simple phrase that really helps me reframe my mind and look past solutions, because the world doesn't really care about your lack of resources. And what they care about really is just results. And how are you going to get those results? Not by blaming your lack of resources, but by using your resourcefulness. And when I say that simple saying, is it the resources or my resourcefulness, it really helps me click in my head to go from victim mode to solution mode. And hey, so, you know, I'm human. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But it's better than being in victim mode. And so that's really all I have to say. Use it, don't use it. That's what's helped me. Again, the saying is it the resources or the resourcefulness? Shout out Tony Robbins for showing that to me. That has helped me immensely, and I hope it can do the same to you. Quick update on the podcast. Season 1 is about to come to an end. During the break, I'm going to be finding guests, interviewing and recording them, and getting them edited and ready for Season 2. I feel like that format better fits my time needs, and I feel like it's going to better fit the show. And hopefully you'll be able to still learn from the amazing guests that have been on the show. I really feel like everybody is filled with wisdom, and I feel like you can really learn from everyone, no matter where they're from, no matter what background. And so that's my whole purpose of the show, is that when you sit down with someone and you really have a talk, you could really learn something from someone, whether you know them or not. And so that's my whole purpose. And I hope Season 2 will be able to reflect that, and the rest of Season 1 as well. Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. You know what time it is, folks. Boss up. Show the world the goat in you. Until next time, Kaizen.